Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Hagopian Show. Shout-outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast-to-coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Hagopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my mug of, what do we have today? Creme brulee. Oh, it's mighty fine. Dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new, previously unthought-of heights, and demolishing your debt. Thanks for hanging out. A huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our listeners. The emails are fabulous. And I got to give a big shout out, guys. We recorded the show a little earlier in the week. We are watching for that tropical storm hurricane about to hit our stations in South Carolina, North Carolina, all of the southeastern, you know, the lower southeast. And holy mackerel, it's going to be a real whopper. Please know that we're thinking of you. We're praying for you. If you guys get a chance to check in, if you have family that you know down there, let us know how you're doing. Find us online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Give us the latest. Know that we are all pulling for you and made this storm pass with the minimal damage. The guys there in the southeast, some of the toughest on earth, but heck, nobody wants a hurricane to pass over. So just know that we're thinking about you. We hope you're okay, and we would love for you guys to check in. Please do. Speaking of checking in, emails all over the place, dozens upon dozens after last week's show. Hats off to all of them. Thank you so much. I wake up in the morning and I see these emails, and it's just tremendous camaraderie. I love it. We are in this to win it when it comes to the frugal fight. And huge shout out, as always, every week. You know who you are. Mitchell Meeks and Linda E., super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we inch ever closer to our wonderful 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here with my previously mentioned creme brulee coffee in hand. Man, this stuff is good. Tony says hello with his green tea. Cheers. As we tackle today's trendy topics, and if you're not drinking coffee or, you know, green tea at the moment, that's okay. We will do enough for all of you because that's just the type of team players we are. Last week, I was nearly giddy talking about deep cleaning these carpets. It sounds so lame. It sounds so nutty. But I'm telling you right now, you know, first of all, how much I love a good, well-done home improvement project, right? You're thinking about something that needs to get freshened up. You're not crazy about how much space you have. Maybe you're thinking about moving stuff around. Get your hands on one of these deep carpet cleaners. I don't care how dedicated you are to just wonderful vacuuming each week, or maybe you've got the hardwood floors, you sweep, you do whatever. Do a serious floor cleaning on here. Invest in one of these deep cleaners is my advice. Honestly, it will pay for itself within just a few months. It's fantastic. And when I put the word out about this, I got so many great, oh my gosh, you guys are the best. But we're talking about home improvement projects that freshen things up, make things newer, make things, you know, just looking better, feeling better, you know, a higher value, a higher price tag to it. And I started thinking about another huge project we're doing, which is decluttering. And I'm telling you guys right now, I am addicted to this new movement. And I got to be honest with you. You see these shows out there about the hoarders and everything else going on. We all might even know a hoarder. I am not a hoarder. However, I am a low-grade pack rat. I'm not really famous for getting rid of a lot of stuff. If things are clearly past their, you know, usefulness, they can maybe go to someone else that can use it more. I have donated tons of stuff. Could literally be tons. I mean, a ton is 2,000 pounds. I could have literally donated tons of stuff to Goodwill by now. But I still hold on to a heck of a lot of crap. Now, the good news slash bad news is that I married a man over 20 years ago, bless his heart, that is also my level of minor league pack Democrat, okay? So, which is better than having someone who is over your shoulder all the time, throw that out. I've never said that to him. He's never said that to me, which is nice. It's good news. The bad news is we never threw anything out. I mean, we really did not throw a lot of stuff out. We have now engaged in a, again, to use the phrase, low-level, you know, B-team purge. Holy crap. The square footage we have added to our home, the open spaces that we have added to our residence, between that and the deep carpet cleaning, it is phenomenal. So we're talking about a fall house cleaning. And I want you guys to think about this. I know how crazy hard you work. I want your free time to be used in ways that benefit you body, mind, and soul. And I'm here to tell you, I am just a grade A regular human being. And the incredible peace of mind and fun and self-satisfaction, which we all love to have these days, God knows I do. And I say this freely. We like to feel a little satisfied with our efforts. You go and do a deep carpet cleaning on your carpets, and you do a minor purge, couple of loads of carloads worth of stuff to your local Goodwill, your Habitat for Humanity, or whatever your best, you know, your favorite charity is, you will feel reborn. So I put the word out about this last week. I'm getting all kinds of stuff back. And here is the best decluttering advice, literally, that I've ever heard. And this stuff, it cracks me up. I'm laughing back and forth, going back and forth with some of these people. It is hilarious what some of these people do. And the phrase that I'm going to keep bringing up, that I saw this online, trash bag tango. You're going to go through your house and do a trash bag tango. What do you put in? What do you leave out? Here's where we go over it. Number one, this advice is so good, guys. This is so spot on. Know your clutter personality. We all have clutter, all right? The hoarders are way there in the pseudo crazy clutter, you know, category. We are not there, you and I, all right? But we do have clutter. My God, look at my junk drawer in my kitchen back home. Holy crap, I've got unbelievable stuff there. I'm never getting rid of it. I got to be honest with you. I'm never going through the clutter drawer, never going through the kitchen drawer that way. But there's a lot of other stuff I'm going through, and it feels dang good. In order for you guys to maintain a clutter-free home, here's the biggest thing. You need to get to the root of why things pile up in the first place. And here's three different categories. They say you're supposed to fit yourself into one. I basically fit into all three. Number one, you're too busy, which equals, you know, too many extras. You buy these items you already own because you don't have a system in place for where to store them, or, you know, when you need to find things fast, the time to search through all the possible storage spots is just impossible. So you buy too many things, you have too many things because you didn't know you had them in the first place. You know, we have extra pillows in our house, tons of toilet paper in our house. Do we need some? Oh my God, buy some just to make sure. You know, I've gone through the kids' clothes and realized I already had a winter coat that's going to fit them this year, but now I got an extra one. That's the kind of day-to-day activities where suddenly I got too many extras and I got to purge. Next thing, this is so me. This is so me, you guys, for better or for worse. If you are a constant worrier thinking you got to save everything, you're concerned that you might need something in the future, so you save everything just in case. You know, you've got rain boots for your kids or your grandkids that no longer fit, and you're thinking, well, maybe some other kid will come along in your life, a neighbor kid, or maybe you'll save it and you'll put it together in some big bag of stuff for Goodwill later on. That's the kind of thing that I have in my house as well. I'm pretty darn well organized. I've got a pretty decently organized life, but I still have items like that in my house, okay? Here's another one that I gotta admit I kind of fall into. It's called the overwhelmed in life equals overwhelmed at home. Now, I am not overwhelmed. I'm really not. I'm a bit hyper. I'm a bit, you know, really kind of queued up once in a while trying to get my to-do list done, but I never feel overwhelmed. I do know people, however, that use that phrase overwhelmed. I just feel overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed. You know, I feel bad for people who feel overwhelmed. You are capable. You're strong. You are organized. You just got to harness the horses and put them to work. These people who feel overwhelmed, maybe you're one of them. You don't know where to begin with your decluttering, so you just live with the chaos. You shove it into another closet. I have talked to too many people, and this is great. I say this with great, you know, happiness and pride. There are people I've connected with who have entire rooms dedicated to their clutter. They know some people are coming over. It feels last minute. You're working. You don't have time to do this, you know, the strong cleaning you want to. So they put all of the clutter, not just in its own closet, but they put it in their own room. There is a clutter room. There's a bedroom. There's a bathroom. There's a den. There's a kitchen. There's a basement. There's the kids' rooms. There's other stuff. And there's the clutter room. Like, literally, it's a permanent guest. so it has its own room. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So if you've got that kind of room going on, you're not alone. We've got pretty good-sized closets downstairs in our home. I got to be honest with you. One of them stuffed full of coats. Coats for a family of four, for God's sake. We don't need that many coats. I got to go through there. But here's what you do. And we got about, what do we have? 2 minutes. Great. Before the next break. Ask yourself these three questions when you're going through your belongings. And there's a couple of different rooms we're starting with because I highly recommend it. The first step to a clutter cure is to write down your favorite pack rat phrases. All right. This person's saying her client's top three are, I have to still go through those. Someone could use that. And, but I need it. Here's the thing. You don't. I need you to go, first of all, go to the room that's driving you the most nuts. All right. If it's the basement, that might feel a little overwhelming. Go to like a second most cluttered up room. Maybe it's a big closet you'd love to free up. Maybe it's a part of your room you'd love to free up. Get out not just one bag. Do not bring one bag upstairs with you or you'll be back downstairs for another one. Grab the box of trash bags. Bring it with you. You are in this to win it. Go to your closet. Start with your stuff. You're not going to want to go through your kids' stuff because that feels a little bit like I want to save it. Go through your stuff. Time to be fearless and heartless. Go through your drawers. Go through your closet. If you have not worn it in a year and it's not something important like, you know, your old prom dress or a wedding dress or a suit or your favorite suit that you got married in or whatever else, get yourself a garbage bag and fill it with everything that you have not worn in a year. Everything. Shoes that you have not worn in a year. Everything you've not worn in a year. Then go through your drawers, guys. The jeans you haven't worn in a year. Keep one pair of ratty jeans for your around-the-house projects. Throw everything else in this bag. You are going to, in just one room's time, free up a whole bunch of square footage you didn't even know you had. Look around at the furniture. If you have not sat in that piece of furniture for over a year, you're getting rid of that, too. You get the point. Guys, hang out for a minute. More after the break, including some of the experts' best advice for decluttering your home and freeing up your space. You all stay tuned.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back with the Kristen Agopian Show, going over ways to increase your current square footage by huge amounts. And I'm talking about decluttering. We did the whole huge carpet, fantastic deep cleaning. Again, it's a double-edged sword there, that carpet cleaning. I'm so pleased with myself and yet so repulsed by what I pulled out of my really what I thought was very clean carpets. We talked about that before. No need for me to, like, you know, gag into the microphone thinking about that again. Go out there and do it. You will love your carpets again. Today, we're taking it to the next step and we are decluttering huge. Go to the rooms that are driving you the most nuts. I've got a handful of rooms in my home that do this to me. But here's what we do. And I love this. We're going to use this phrase a lot. The trash bag tango. You got that full bag of trash, full box of trash bags with you upstairs. Pull two of them out. All right. Here's what we're doing. One of them is for trash. The other is for stuff you're going to give away to your local Goodwill or your favorite charity. I got to admit, I didn't throw away a huge amount of stuff. Mainly everything went to the Goodwill. You might find the same thing there. Okay. First, in the first bag, you're putting your trash. Be fearless, they're telling me. I haven't done a lot of big trash bags. However, I have done bag after bag, stuffed to the brim, these heavy, you know, lawn and leaf bags, whatever, filled with clothes, filled with shoes, filled with boots, filled with old coats, filled with, break my heart, toys. You ready for this? My baby boy, she said with great love, my baby boy, my youngest, is turning 11 this week. It's unbelievable. I might have mentioned, you heard this on Facebook before earlier, where he gently came to me a couple of weeks ago and mentioned that, you know what, Mom, just maybe the Thomas and Friends, the Thomas the Tank Engine, everybody knows this train, right? Thomas and Friends curtains in my room aren't cutting it anymore. So I redid his entire room, thanks to your local Joann Fabrics and a staple gun and a great sewing machine, in, you guessed it, of course, Minecraft. All right. So in addition to doing decking out the entire room, man style, my 11-year-old, my soon to be 11-year-old this week, goes into his room. This is just about a week ago and says, oh, my God, Minecraft. Now that's a man's room. His quote, not mine. OK, so he's now got the man's room. He also had a closet filled top to bottom with older toys, stuff that he did not really have any interest in whatsoever anymore. Okay. Now, of course, there are going to be pieces, toys, you know, games, that kind of thing, you would not part with for any amount of money. But then if you're super honest with yourself, you're going to realize, you know what? He never really used that blanket. He never really used that, you know, that set of books on such and such. He loved the other books. We're going to keep those forever. These other ones, not so much. And you're going to find that it doesn't kill you or rip your arm off to put some items into the Goodwill bag. And when you start to see the square footage free in your kid's closet, your wife's closet, your husband's closet, you know, family closet, when you start to see the square footage that you're freeing up, it's going to become addictive. I'm not kidding. I'm as much of a hold on to it forever kind of person as you might be. And I am addicted to getting rid of some of this stuff now. The fact that it can go to a charity, maybe someone who isn't as blessed as you and I, that it can go to some good use. I mean, literally, when I threw open the closet door on a couple of my rooms, you could see the contents nearly recoiling at seeing daylight. Okay, this is how long they've been shuttered up here. I am keeping a lot of stuff. I'm not joking. I'm keeping a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff I've gotten rid of, and it didn't kill me. Not only did it not kill me, but it was incredibly liberating. And on top of that, cherry on top of that little sundae, the tax write-offs are huge. Okay? Get to the closet. Get to the one that's driving you most nuts. Put a whole bunch of stuff into the trash bag. All right? Get it in that trash bag. And then if you want to, you can have like a cool off period where you keep it in that bag for, say, a couple of days. All right? And you think, okay, I really want to keep this after all. You're not going to do it. You're going to find yourself getting rid of it. But here's the big caveat. If you find yourself being the person who is loading up these bags, do not put them within visual sight of the other people in your family, because here's what's going to happen. This has happened in my house. I'm hearing from other people it's happening to them, too. The kids will come home. Hey, I haven't seen that in ages. And suddenly they'll want to play with it again. And you're thinking, oh, my God, now it's back in my house. It's back in the traffic patterns. And that can be fun if it is genuinely being enjoyed for a long amount of time. Your spouse will come home. The wife's going to come home. The husband's going to come home. Oh, my God, I haven't seen that, you know, fill in the blank in ages. Hey, I'm going to put that back on the shelf. I'm going to do whatever. Okay. All right. Give them what they want to do. Give them what they want. Keep a close eye on it. Because in my house, what happened was there was 24 hours of pure fun with it again. And then it got forgotten again. Put it back in the bag. Keep it for a little while longer if you want to. And then, give it another week. Say it was some spontaneous thing where they wanted to play with it or hang out with it or maybe look over it. And then they realize, you know what? That doesn't fit anymore. Or that doesn't fit my lifestyle anymore. That doesn't fit my interests anymore. It was fun to revisit it for half a day, but now it's just done again. Okay. So if you find yourself with a whole room full of like purge bags, maybe you want to keep them behind a closed door for a bit to make sure they don't get burst into again and suddenly you got purge bags, overflowing all over your house again. Keep them locked up a little bit. You heard it here. Keep it in a room where not everybody can see it. And above all else, this is advice from other people. Don't put the things you're going to donate or throw away in see-through clear bags. They will be most likely seen by your friends. Put them in the deep, black, opaque, tough bags. And that'll make it even, tougher for people to break into them and suddenly your house is flooded with them again. I love this. Here's another thing we're talking about. This is not so much me, but I heard from enough people where it is. The paper in your house, the bills, the records, even the kids' schoolwork. Now, that is something I do have. Every year, the kids come home with this homework. This wasn't me when I was a kid. We'd have homework. We'd throw it away when we were done. You didn't have to keep all of your papers. My kids have to keep all of their papers. So now, at the end of the school year, back in, May, June, I had this whole box full of stuff because I didn't want to get rid of it. I thought the teacher might need something. This literally happens. People want something from months ago. A teacher does. Kept it all in a box. By the end of the year, I'm thinking, doggone it, do I want to get rid of this adorable handwriting? This is cute stuff, whatever. I don't want to get rid of it. So we literally, when Katie was in kindergarten, I have every single piece of paper she ever wrote on. Same thing with Robbie. If you have that kind of paperwork, if you have any sort of financial paperwork, and you know it's going to drive you crazy to get rid of it, don't get rid of it. Put it in some big, clear, Tupperware, large storage container, right? And store it away somewhere. Don't have it lining your shelves. Don't have it doing anything else like that. When it comes to your kids' work, I am so guilty of this. I have got paper I do not need. Even like permission slips and forms and that kind of stuff. Do yourselves a favor. Pull out the tough you, okay? The tough you that is inside all of you. Keep the, the best test scores. Keep the fun reports that you helped them work on. Keep all the stuff that you did. Keep all of that. You're going to find that's about 5% of all the paperwork. And then just throw out the rest. If you need to have a big bonfire, you're worried about stuff getting out there and, whatever, burn it if you want to. Shred it if you want to. Take it to your local place where you can get it shredded. And you're going to find it cuts down on just the stress of all that paperwork tremendously. All right? So we've gone through a couple of rooms. What do you do with this stuff? One thing I want to make sure you guys are doing. Record what you are giving away. It doesn't have to be some meticulous NASA-style checklist, but keep it fresh in your mind what you're giving away, especially if we're talking about shoes, coats, you know, any kind of winter wear. That stuff, you can really write off a lot of stuff. And here's the next thing. You're taking it to the next step. You're adding some furniture. Cha-ching! I'm telling you right now, guys, keep everything recorded that you're giving away, that is serious coin in your pocket, and now new square footage in your home. All right, guys, hang on for one more second after the break. Dad and daughter talk real estate with everything you need to know about getting yourself some serious, speaking of extra coin, in today's real estate market. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, the best.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free.
The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour, time for my by far favorite segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, with the fine gentleman to my right, a.k.a. Dad, with his usual binder of golden info to help you save more time, more energy, certainly more money, and just maybe a little bit of sanity in the mix as well. I love we were talking before the break. You've got some very interesting subject matter to share with us today. How are you doing, sir?
Well, yes, I do, Chris, but I've got something that I'd like to pass on. This is going to be a warning to our listeners. And it's a warning about a hazard that's developed in the last 6 months to a year, but it's really become evident in the last 3 or 4 months, at least to me. What we're going to be talking about is the fraud that has become reasonably rampant in real estate transactions with respect to money that gets wired from a buyer or a seller, typically to a title company or to a bank that is going to be conducting the transaction. For example, here is a real live story that happened in our offices of Keller Williams, but a few months ago, approaching a settlement, and a woman had a need to wire to get $220,000 to a title company. And she received instructions in an email to send the money to a different routing number and different account number than what she had been told by her agent.
That's scary.
But it came. The email looked like it came direct from the title company.
Oh, yeah.
It looked very, very official, very, very efficient. So she believed it.
Oh, my gosh.
And she wired the money and then came to a settlement and was asked, where's the money?
Oh, my stomach's hurting me already.
And she was told, I'm sorry, that's not our routing number, that's not our account number.
Unbelievable.
So that was the first time that anybody in our organization had a hint that this kind of fraud was starting to happen. So
that gets me so mad.
Right away, they said, God, you know, we don't know what we can do to get that money back. Now,
Fortunately,
this woman had other resources, so she was able to write a check to complete the settlement.
Wow.
We got the FBI involved, and the FBI was telling her that, look, we're not sure we're going to be able to get your money back.
Come on, FBI.
Because this may have gotten transferred to a bank in Russia or the Cayman Islands or wherever.
Jersey.
don't think so. And fortunately, in this particular case, we had some lazy crooks.
I love those.
We had some lazy crooks
because
they did
manage
to track down the account to which it had been transferred, and the money was still sitting there.
Okay.
So they managed to freeze it, pull it back out.
Thank God.
Find out who the crooks were, send them to jail, I believe. And we were able to get her money back.
I love a happy ending, but that still makes me so mad.
We were able to get her money back. So,
yikes.
With that as a warning, we have begun to tell all of our clients, listen, if you get instructions about wiring money, make sure that you check with your agent and make sure that those instructions are valid.
Yep.
And they are telling you to send it to the right place. And then we had another situation where it was also a sizable sum of money, I think somewhere around $200,000 to $300,000.
Yikes!
That got sent to the wrong place because somebody either wasn't warned or didn't take the warning seriously. The money got sent. But again, the FBI was able to jump in and get it back. Then there was another situation where a smaller amount of money, $6,000, was wired. And this time it had disappeared down the proverbial cyberspace rabbit hole. and we were not able to get it back.
Smart criminals.
So in this case, our operating partner said, look, that was at least partially our fault, our title company's fault, and he made the money up out of his own funds.
You know,
one of the things that I love about our company. But the bottom line, folks, is that whether it's a real estate transaction, you need to make sure that if you're wiring money, you are sending it to the right place.
Oh, absolutely.
If you are part of a real estate transaction, make sure you check with your agent. Make sure you walk into the title company's office, for example, and say, listen, write down the number again for me of where I'm supposed to be transferring this money. And my advice is do it the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
Do it with a bank check.
It's not even that old-fashioned in my mind.
Now, this will slow down the money transfer process just a little bit, and title companies and banks don't like that. They like to turn the cash over very, very quickly. But you can't fake a bank check.
No, you can't.
You can't fake a bank check. And this kind of fraud is really rampant.
And it looks like it's not going to taper off anytime soon.
I mean, no, it won't. No,
that's incredible.
Won't.
I heard you talking on the morning show in Philadelphia earlier, and you were talking with the guys that all relayed their different stories. I love the fact that you brought up the bank check again, because it's not that old-fashioned to do it. It's frankly my favorite way of doing it. But you had another guy you were talking to who brought $75,000 in cash in a lunch bag to closing. And you think to yourself, what kind of a eccentric nut does that? Meanwhile, it's not sounding quite so crazy to me anymore. Just got to be careful. Be smart. It's your money. And here's something else we talked about on your show here in Philadelphia, too. It's kind of a hybrid solution, and it's going to cost a little more time, but it takes the risk down to next to nothing. If you had your realtor with you at the bank as you get this money out, they give the instructions, you've got the wiring takes place at the bank with that realtor official with you and yourself and the banker there.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that that might be a somewhat more effective method to take the risk down to nothing. It takes more time, but that's the age we live in.
Anytime I'm representing somebody, I'd be glad to go with you to the bank and say, look, these are the instructions, or verify them and say, yep, that's the right number.
Yep.
Take that to your bank and make sure they wire it to that number. But to be absolutely 1,000% positive, you might want to go the old bank check route.
Heck,
because you can't fake one of those.
Oh, my gosh.
Title company or your bank or somebody else who's a party to a transaction you're getting involved in might say, listen, we've got a foolproof method of making sure that you're sending it to the right place. I'm aware of a title company in our area that said, hey, listen, we have got a foolproof method for making sure you're going to be sending it to the right place. What we're going to do is we are going to send you a FedEx package, a letter on our letterhead 2 days before you need to have the money to us, and it's going to have the routing instructions in that letter. Well, guess what?
That got hacked, too.
The crooks found out about that process, so they sent a FedEx package to this woman. Came from the title company, looked like signature of a title company officer.
Oh, yeah.
Send it to this routing number and this account number. Now, fortunately, the woman had been told by our agent, make sure you double-check with me.
Thank God.
She checked with her and was told, hey, wrong number. Whether it's a real estate transaction or, buying an automobile or whatever it might be, I'm certain that there's crooks involved who would like to hijack your money.
Oh, yeah.
And once it's gone down that cyberspace rabbit hole, I'm told it's very difficult to get it back.
That's amazing that that one time they could get back that large sum. That makes me so happy.
Well, twice we got back a rather large sum of money with the help of the FBI.
All right.
With the help of the FBI.
Tax money well spent. Support your local FBI. Good
support,
stuff. But yeah,
support your local
FBI.
In all
seriousness, your best message there is that just go a little bit old school, idiot-proof the process for everybody involved, and don't worry if the transaction doesn't happen, yesterday, the way they like to have it happen these days. There's a flip side to all of this instant this and instant that, and that is that the fraudulent con men can get paid a little more instantly these days. So make it tougher for them, and your local FBI agent will thank you for it.
Absolutely. Be less for him to do.
That's right.
It will be less for him to do. But sometimes the fraud that can be perpetrated is amazing.
Yeah.
That can be perpetrated is amazing.
It makes me a little nuts that these people put their brains towards doing that sort of stuff. But you know what? Hearing the responses, the true stories of what happened, happy endings for the most part, across the board, it's all good. So what else are the housing tea leaves telling you this week, sir? What's the latest?
Well, the housing markets are still hot in just about all parts of the country.
Nice.
But I'm going to be talking a little bit about several reasons that you should really be hiring a real estate professional.
Definitely.
If you are either buying or selling.
Heck yeah.
Some A-plus reasons to hire a real estate professional. Now, number one that wasn't mentioned in the survey, but one is that, real estate transactions are emotional for both parties, and generally there's a sizable amount of money involved, and not infrequently somebody feels like they got shafted.
Yeah, it's true.
Either the buyer or the seller. And not infrequently, buyers and or sellers and or real estate agents get sued.
Wow.
Now, this happens more often with a seller being sued by a buyer.
Okay.
And typically the reason is that you nasty buyer didn't disclose something to me that you should have disclosed.
Right, right.
And therefore I didn't know about this and I'm having to fix it myself. And if you're in that pickle yourself, you could be in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
But if you have a realtor on your side, we have what's called errors and omissions insurance. It's like malpractice insurance for doctors.
Yep.
So if you get sued as a result of something that comes out of the real estate transaction, whether it's warranted or not warranted, you're going to have the realtor on your side with the insurance company that we hire and the lawyers that they hire to make sure we go to court with you and defend that case. Now,
that alone
doesn't happen very often. Maybe, I don't know, once every couple hundred cases. But if you're that case, it's awful nice to have that big old insurance company with their attorneys on your side.
That alone would be a good reason. And one of the biggest things, you know, speaking as like a woman who's been involved in the whole home process, whatever, you mentioned the emotional aspect. I'm not naming names or naming my own household or anything.
Oh, go ahead.
But you'd be surprised how the, shockingly enough, it was me that actually got a touch more emotional at times over this whole transaction from, you know, soup to nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to that kind of thing, you know, when you've got, you know, a person in your corner that's going to dot the I's, cross the T's, handle all the various, you know, the tougher phone calls, the tougher negotiations, that alone makes it worth your while. But when you have that, you mentioned like one in every couple hundred cases, that's not a small percentage. I mean, that's it's out there. You're going to hear from somebody. Or
and by the way, that's a guess on my part.
Sure.
I don't have any stats to back that
no,
up.
No. But it's that alone. It's great reason to have somebody in your corner. It's just a win-win in every circumstance.
Yep. But realtors, we're trained negotiators. We take all that pressure off you, and it can be very, very stressful. We also make sure that if you're selling, you get the best price for the property. And if you're buying, you get the lowest price for the property.
That's
and kiddo, I think we're about out of time.
Time flies. Thanks, Pop. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to enrich your life and your wallet and the square footage of your home with a serious man style, epic military style decluttering routine. Okay? And here's some great advice. This is all from the great decluttering greats of the planet, all the great organizational experts and all the stuff out there, of which there are many, because there are many people like us out there, people who need a little organizing, good, strong, amazing people who maybe have a little too much crap. That's me. So if that's you as well, I'm telling you right now, guys, I have been reborn in this house of mine that I loved before, love it now, got a lot more square footage, and I want you guys to have the same thing. Here's another bit of advice, and it actually rings so true with me. Commit fully to a decluttering routine. Don't get me wrong. I know you guys are crazy busy, same with me, but think about it this way. Think about your washing machine, all right? You'd never fill it with dirty clothes, let it run for 20 minutes, and then turn it off and let the clothes sit for 2 days, okay? Because that creates more work down the road. It's the same thing with decluttering. Commit to it. Don't do it halfway. Don't do it halfway. Get it done in one room. You will be addicted, okay? You will be addicted to doing this. And again, we're on our last segment, and I've got so much extra stuff to go over. We got to declutter again next week as well. And I need your best decluttering stories. I need to hear about the coin in your pocket. I need to hear about the square footage you added to your home. I need to hear about how it just creates, in all seriousness, folks, a greater feeling of self-control and a little less of a feeling of just being overwhelmed, to borrow that phrase from before. Knowing you are so in control of your surroundings with a good decluttering is a great reminder as to how much you are in control with your own financial life as well. You are the one with the reins in your hands. You are the ones that determine your surroundings, be it your physical surroundings, your financial surroundings, your emotional surroundings. I know I'm getting all touchy-feely, blah, blah, but you guys get the point. Here we go. What is this one? This was great. Memorize this acronym for a clean house, okay? So until further notice, don't go out and buy anything new and unnecessary. No retail therapy. No, oh my God, it's a great deal. You know, anything like that. purge as much clutter as possible and quickly as you can using the FAST method, F-A-S-T. Here it is. F, fix a time, okay? Schedule a time that suits everyone involved. And speaking as a parent, do this when there's nobody else in the house if you can help it. There you go. A, anything not used in the last 12 months, okay? That one's self-explanatory. Just do it. S, someone else's stuff. It's bad enough when the clutter is your own, but it is insane. This has happened in my house when the clutter belongs to someone else. If it belongs to someone else, you will give it back. If they are no longer available for you to give it back to, you will benefit someone else at Goodwill or your local charity. There you go. T, trash. Okay, the trash can, it's your friend. It's your amigo. It's your very hungry friend. Let's feed the trash can and take pride in how much junk you throw away and make it fun. All right. Compete with family members to see who tosses the most. Do what you got to do. Guys, I did this. Not only did we take care of all the carpets this past week, I have also been looking at my refrigerator freezer that we have had now for 18 years. I was getting a little weak, you guys. All of my friends, all of my family members, I do believe, have refrigerators, freezers that are newer and I'll say I thought nicer than my own. What did I do this past weekend? I gave it a serious cleaning, gave it a serious once over. Now I keep this refrigerator very tidy. I'm a bit of a nut about that. I had not given it a serious once over. I had not given it a serious afternoon scrub down. Everything's out of there. I threw away stuff like, oh my God, how long have we had that, you know, soy sauce or, you know, an old salad dressing that we never used. It was still probably perfectly fine with preservatives these days. The stuff I found in there, I'm like, oh my God, lemon juice that like, you know, what? I'm throwing away stuff and throwing away stuff and throwing away stuff. By the time I was done, I found out I had beautiful, squeaky clean. I mean, scrubbed down like crazy. I found that there was a light that was missing in the lower area of the refrigerator. Put a new one in there. My refrigerator's like Broadway now, okay? Did the same thing in the freezer. Threw away, you know, the food that I bought there. Sometimes you buy something in the store, you're thinking, oh, it'll be fantastic. You know, like a Chinese meal, whatever. You know, I'll fix it up for Victor and make it a surprise. And it's been in there for a couple of years. I never got it done. So throwing away stuff in your refrigerator, your freezer, giving it a serious scrub down, replacing the lights, even if they seem like they work, they could be a little old, a little, you know, dimmer, not quite as bright. I have got now a brand new refrigerator freezer, it feels like. No lie. No lie. It's fantastic. The carpets are brand new, saving us huge money. The refrigerator freezer looks exactly like a brand new one. It works fantastically. I adore it. Good stuff. And we have done purge after purge in our rooms. Well, I'm lying. I have done purge after purge in our rooms. The kids' rooms, stuff that they will never use again. You know, stuff in our basement. Oh, my God. The free space, the space that we are freeing up in our basement is huge. Old furniture, you know, chairs that, you know, Victor was going to try to recane or take care of whatever. And it's not going to happen because he's a crazy busy guy that's working hard like nuts, you know, all kinds of hours. He doesn't have the time to do it. Somebody else will have the time and we will get a tax write-off for it. Everyone is a winner. Guys, the freeing feeling of getting rid of literally all of this weight is phenomenal. All right. Do it. You've got stuff in your house too. Chances are excellent. I feel like I'm in the middle of the road where half the population has a far more organized home and half the population doesn't. Wherever you are on the organizational scale, you've got stuff to get rid of. You want to free up a little space in your house? Maybe make some of your rooms a little bigger? Try decluttering. It's all good. It's all good. Here we go. Purging your closet the smart way. This caught my eye. I don't know if I'm going to do this, but it seemed like a fun idea. Turn all the clothes hanging in your closet so the hangers face back to front. If you have cool hangers, unlike my wire hangers, I turn my hangers, you know, that way it's just going to feel weird. For the next 6 months, they say, if you wear an item of clothing, return it to the closet with the hanger facing the right way. If you try it on but decide not to wear it, you put it back with the hanger turned backward. No cheating, all right? And anything you don't wear within 6 months, get rid of it. You're not going to miss it. Get rid of it. Also, the one-month cardboard box test. Not sure what you use and what you don't in your kitchen? Pots, pans, colanders, strainers, silverware, utensils, even spices, for God's sake. Empty the contents of your kitchen utensils drawer into a cardboard box, they say. This will never work in my house, but some people swear by this. For 1 month, put a utensil back in the drawer only if you take it out of the box and use it. If it's still in the box, 1 month from now, you don't need it. Pass it on to charity. I remember this. This is fantastic. Here's a final thought. Everything and everyone has a place in their house for, say, forks. If you found a random fork in the bathroom or under the couch, you'd immediately know it didn't belong there and you'd return it to its drawer without another thought. Everything in your life should be this easy to put away. All right. If an item occupies no specific location when not in use, it becomes clutter. Get rid of it. Your mind will thank you. Your wallet will thank you. Your local charity will thank you. And the next person who picks it up, who actually gets it and uses it, they will be thanking you. I cannot think of a better way where everybody is a winner in this. It feels fantastic. I want all of you to experience it. It's all good. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.